Welcome to Perry Fairway's Let's Talk Dallas County program. I'm Dallas County News Director Dustin Taze, and this is our conversation with Reverend Andrea Brownlee with First Christian Church in Perry. So the First Christian Church here in Perry has a program called The Closed Closet. Now, during the coronavirus pandemic, really during the height of it last year, a lot of organizations, a lot of businesses had to either alter how they did business or just stop doing their business altogether. So what happened with The Closed Closet? During the height of the pandemic last year?
During the height of the pandemic, we thought it was best for our volunteers as well as community members to just stop having the closed closet until we were able to safely have things set up for people to stay distanced from each other, to be able to still look for the items that they needed. And most of our volunteers are older, and so we wanted to make sure that they were safe in being around others that were coming to the closed closet. And so we hoped it was only going to be for a few months. We were just going to stop having the closed closet, and then that turned into almost 10 months of being closed. We were still taking donations, and so we had volunteers coming in and organizing and reorganizing how the closed closet was set up. And then early this spring, we decided it was time to reopen and that we had enough space and enough ability to be open in a safe way for people to come in and get the clothing that we know was much needed in the community.
Now, in kind of terms of that decision to just close that down for a while, you know, how much of an impact did that make to the people who would regularly use that closed closet?
I know it made an impact, and we tried to still provide clothing as much as we could. If people called the church in need of items, we would have volunteers come in as needed to go through items and find clothing for people who were in need and reached out by calling the church to let us know about the need. So I hope that there were still some who were served, even though we were closed to the public. But I know that some fell through the cracks, unfortunately. But I hope that now that we've reopened, they've been able to re-engage and come back and get the clothes that they need. And
so just to kind of touch on and refresh people's memories, you know, it's been a while since the closed closet has been taking place. You know, what kinds of things does the closed closet offer for people in terms of what they can come get? But also looking at the other side, what can people bring in for the closed closet?
Yeah, absolutely. Right now we have all kinds of things. We have summer clothes out right now. We have a lot of clothing for all kids through adults. We have some household items, bedding, those kind of things. And those are also the things we take for donation. We can't accept furniture or like major appliances and those kind of things because we just don't have the storage capacity for those kind of items. But small household goods, you know, if you have dishes you want to get rid of, pots and pans, those kind of things that are still usable, we are happy to help rehome them for you. We just ask that all the items that are donated be clean, you know, no major tears or, you know, broken zippers, broken buttons, those kind of things. And for household goods, that they aren't broken, because if you don't want broken dishes, probably chances are nobody else wants them either. So that's our biggest ask, is that things are in good condition when they're brought by for donation. And we do accept donations during the week, not just on Saturdays when we're open. If you call the church office, we can set up a time for you to drop off donations if our Saturday times don't work for you to stop by. We get asked that question asked a lot. When can I drop it off some other time than Saturday? Because it's in my car right now. And so, yes, absolutely. Just call the church to make sure someone's there. So unfortunately, if things are left outside the church, sometimes we have to throw them in the dumpster because weather or animals or, you know, those kind of things. And so we don't have the capacity to rewash clothes or those kind of things. So if they're left outside, sometimes they do unfortunately end up in the dumpster. And we don't want to throw things away. So if you can call and schedule a time for drop off, that is much appreciated for us in keeping track of all the donations that come in.
Now, kind of in terms of the closed closet returning after its hiatus due to the pandemic, you know, when did the closed closet officially return? And what was kind of the feedback from the community after it had returned?
It returned, I believe, the middle of April, beginning of May, late in the spring. The feedback from the community was great. Word of mouth has been the best way to really get the word out. We have a post on our Facebook page and our website, announcement on the radio that people hear, but really just individuals coming in and letting people know that it's been reopened has been, I think, the biggest way to get the news back out to the community. And we've been pretty busy. My volunteers fill me in. I'm not always there on Saturdays, and so volunteers let me know what kind of crowd we've had, and we've had a good number. They've said in and out on Saturdays, both dropping items off, but also people coming to get items. As we think about back to school, we've got lots of jeans and pants and long sleeve shirts, all those kind of back to school fall and winter items that will be kind of transitioning from our summer clothes into our fall and winter stuff soon. So if you're cleaning closets, winter clothes, bring those by.
Now, just for a refresher for people, when does the clothes closet take place? And, you know, as you mentioned, is there anything specific people need to know when they come in to get items or bring items in?
It is open every Saturday from 8 a.m. to noon. And when you come, you'll come to the southeast side door, I believe, right across from the bank parking lot there on Lucinda. It's red double doors. You go down into the basement, and then all the clothes are set up on racks and tables and donations. We ask you to carry them to the back of the fellowship hall, and our volunteers are kind of all over just, and they're willing to help carry things in. If you have a lot of items, we have different ways to get items into the building. So we just, any items that you might need, everything is free. There's no charge for any of the items we have. And so if you're donating something and you need some kind of donation, we're happy to get you one so that you can mark your donation however you need to do that. Those are available. If you know families that are in need, we're happy to get clothing and other items to people as they need them. We don't want people to go without if we can help fill the need, but we also don't know about a need unless someone lets us know. So yeah, if you have questions or you want or need clothing, feel free to call the church and we'll try to help as best we can.
And that was our conversation with Reverend Andrea Brownlee with First Christian Church in Perry. You can find this story online at raccoonvalleyradio.com. The Let's Talk Dallas County program is brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.